I was sad, of course, and terribly afraid, and I didn't want Mother to see that. But I talked to Jonathan alone about it when he came home. "Did you know that I'm going to die?" I said, and I wept. Jonathan thought for a moment. Perhaps he didn't really want to answer, but in the end he said, "Yes, I know." Then I cried even more. "How can things be so terrible?" I asked. "How can things be so terrible that some people have to die when they're not even 10 years old?" "You know, Rusky, I don't think it's that terrible," said Jonathan. "I think you'll have a marvelous time." "Marvelous?" I said. "Is it marvelous to lie under the ground and be dead?" "Oh," said Jonathan, "it's only your shell that lies there, you know. You yourself fly away somewhere quite different." "Where?" I asked, because I could hardly believe him. "To Nangijala," he said. "To Nangijala?" He just threw out the word as if it were something everyone in the world knew, but at the time I had never heard it mentioned before. "Nangijala," I said. "Where's that?" Then Jonathan said that he wasn't quite certain, but it was somewhere on the other side of the stars. And he began to tell me about Nangijala, so that I almost felt like flying there at once.